This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. Today we're looking at August 20th. After beginning on April 12th, 1861, when the Confederates bombarded Union soldiers at Fort Sumter, South Carolina, it lasted almost exactly to the day 4 years. But though there were still skirmishes that went on, well, at least a good month after, it wasn't until this date in 1866, nearly 1 year and 4.5 months after Lee had surrendered to Grant at Appomattox, that President Andrew Johnson made a proclamation to the world that the American Civil War was officially over. Also, often historians say that on November 2nd, 1920, when KDKA broadcast the Harding election results, that was the first radio broadcast. But actually, it was on this date in 1920, nearly 2.5 months earlier, that the first radio station to be licensed by the federal government hit the airwaves. It was in Detroit. 8MK, or what is now WWJ Radio, began the historic broadcast at 8:15 in the morning to about 30 homes that were fortunate enough to have a receiver to tune into it. The station was actually owned by the Detroit News and broadcast from their building while operating with an amateur license, but they upgraded about 2 years later when they changed to commercial. And that is it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.